over the edge, cascades over ledges, abandons itself. The river never climbs backward in time nor reverses, does not relive its beginnings or middle. Along the grassy meadows and stone banks, it weeps for what it has known but rushes forward, rejecting nothing. Held the way it needs to be held, the river might slow, but eventually sweeps, fills its bed with its own splash, ripple, tumble, and flow. It wanders in the bays and sways in the deep, fed by the rain, by other streams, the hidden springs. The river, when it comes time to fall, the brown river, red river, white river, never holds back at all.